You are listening to the cultural magazine Focus from Polish Radio's External Service. The Bregenz Festival in Austria continues its rediscovery of forgotten operas by Polish composers. After last year's production of The Passenger by Mieczysław Weinberg, the festival has unveiled The Merchant of Venice, an opera by Andrzej Tchaikovsky, a work never staged in the composer's lifetime. Born in 1935 as Robert Andrzej Krauthammer, Tchaikovsky started taking piano lessons at the age of four, but soon after the outbreak of World War II, his family was forced into the Warsaw Ghetto, smuggled out of the ghetto and given false identity papers with the name Andrzej Tchaikovsky. He went into hiding with his grandmother until the end of the war. He then studied piano in Łódź and Paris, graduating from the Paris Conservatory in 1950. Having returned to Poland, he continued his musical studies in Warsaw, and in 1955 he won the 8th prize at the Chopin competition, followed a year later by the 3rd prize at the Queen Elizabeth competition in Brussels. The success paved the way for a brilliant international career for Tchaikovsky. Having settled in Paris and then London, he started to divide his time between concert performances and composition. He died of cancer in 1982 at the age of 46, leaving the almost completed The Merchant of Venice, a work on which he had spent a quarter of a century. On the line from Bregenz, David Furr, an American musicologist who runs a website on Tchaikovsky, has been telling me about the response to the premiere of The Merchant of Venice and about other Tchaikovsky events at this prestigious festival.
Well, I've seen The Merchant of Venice three times, a dress rehearsal and then the premiere, but the second official performance, which was on a Sunday, was the best yet, and it seemed somehow more emotional, more like the singers knew exactly what they had to do as far as moving around the stage, and they could concentrate on their art, on their singing art. And I think everyone agreed who had gone to the opera twice that it was even better than the premiere, and quite emotional. It was really, really an experience. And I've been reading the reviews online, and sometimes people think it's too long, or somebody thinks it's too derivative, you know. But if you look at the middle range of reviews, they're all very positive, and I certainly agree with the reviews. It's a true experience, an operatic experience. Now, the opera will never be Carmen or anything like that, but it certainly has its place, and it's absolutely worth seeing. It's a real ride, as we call it, a real experience.
Do these reviews stress that the production of The Merchant of Venice is kind of a rediscovery of Tchaikovsky, whose output remains relatively unknown?
Yes, they call it a rediscovery. That's kind of the angle, let's say, that gets people somewhat interested in the opera. And then in the reviews, they seem to be struggling a bit to find out what is his music like. And somebody says, oh, it sounds like late Berg, or maybe a cross between Berg and Shostakovich, or maybe it's a little bit Benjamin Britten. You know, the writers of the reviews always feel obligated somehow to transmit to the readers, give them a sense of what the music is like. But, you know, in a way, it really is just Andrei Tchaikovsky, pure and simple. It just does not exactly translate to another composer.
The opera production is not the only Tchaikovsky event at the Bregenz Festival. There's also the seminar on his life and music. Now, has it given you any fresh insights into Tchaikovsky's output?
The seminars that they've been having have been very interesting to me, who I know quite a bit about Andrzej Tchaikovsky, but to see Uri Segal and Christopher Seaman and then Andras Schiff, pianist, telling me stories, you know, from and part of the seminar that I've never heard before was absolutely wonderful and amusing. And also, these seminars are extremely well attended. They're not free. They cost money. To go to the two seminars is and a few other things thrown in is €70. But nevertheless, the people have been flocking to the seminars. And if anything is in English, then they have headphones where it goes into German and so on. So I would call the seminars a very big success. And also it's a big success because it's so beautifully organized by the festival people here. They have done everything extremely well.
Can we hope, do you think, that events such as the production of Tchaikovsky's opera and the seminar will result in more performances and an enhanced interest in his music?
There's no doubt that the opera is a success, and as such, it does steer people's minds to the thought of, well, what else did he do? What else did he write? And so on. And there have been other performances here. Last night we heard String Quartet No. 2 by André, and the night before we heard the Seven Sonnets of Shakespeare, and then we heard The Inventions played by Maciej Grabowski. So these were well attended too and very well received, and the reviews for the sonnets and The Inventions were extremely positive.
David Farr on the line from Bregenz. Tchaikovsky's extraordinary life has fascinated Anastasia Belina-Johnson of Leeds College of Music. She's published a short book about the Polish composer and is currently working on his comprehensive biography.
Tchaikovsky's case is an interesting one. As a composer, he died very young, and his life was divided into two main activities. He had to earn his living as a pianist, which meant that he had to spend a lot of time practicing the piano, and he couldn't compose during that time. So his actual output is very, very small. There are only 29 surviving works. So, some people might say, well, it is difficult for somebody who composed so little to become an established name in the musical repertoire. I disagree with that. I think that there is no reason why Tchaikovsky's opera or his piano concerto or two of his string quartets or his Shakespeare sonnets or his piano pieces can't find a more permanent place in the musician's repertoire. Tchaikovsky's musical language is very interesting. He's actually quite unique for a composer. I can't say that it is very easy to place him in any kind of musical style or period. He doesn't have very obvious influences or similarities with other composers' music. You know, there are shades of Berg or Webern or Lutosławski, but he is always Tchaikovsky. He's always speaking his own language, and this is extremely difficult to do. It was extremely difficult to do at the time when he was writing.
This opera production at the Bregenz Festival, The Merchant of Venice, mm-hmm. is also interesting, I suppose, in another aspect. I mean, this is yet another Polish opera, a relatively unknown piece or a totally forgotten piece mm-hmm. that is being sort of brought to the attention of music lovers at this prestigious event. In the past, we had, for instance, Weinberg, mm-hmm. the Passenger, and other works as well. So I suppose this is also a very important aspect. Would you agree?
Absolutely, absolutely. I think on that level, Tchaikovsky shares a lot with Weinberg. You know, both composers had quite dramatic, traumatic lives, and both wrote absolutely fantastic operas. Sadly, in the case of Tchaikovsky, there's only one that is completed. So for his opera to be performed in Bregenz, I think it is an amazing, amazing event. And I think he himself would have been so proud to know this, that so many people will finally meet his opera for the first time and it will actually sound on the stage for the first time.
Musicologist Anastasia Bilina Johnson on the line from Bregenz in Austria. The Bregenz Festival production of Tchaikovsky's The Merchant of Venice will be brought to Warsaw's National Opera during the 2014-15 season. And that's all from the Focus studio today. From me, Michał Kubicki, it's thanks for listening and goodbye.